Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Willard Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Moore. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Whitey Moore. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Werber steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger strikes out. Two outs. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Frey moves to third. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to home to get Frey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Gamble goes all the way around to score. Myers moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Werber reaches second base with a double. Myers scores. Moore moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Frey reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Werber scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frey scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 6-0, Reds. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 7-0, Reds. Gene Lillard now pitching. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Reds. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers strikes out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moore bunts towards the mound. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to third. Werber moves to second. Dizzy Dean now pitching. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason now playing left field. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman who is chasing the ball. Maddock reaches third base with a triple. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maddock scores. It's 10-1, Reds. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mancuso trying to get to third. Gamble throws the ball into Werber who tags Mancuso for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myers strikes out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Maddock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garbark moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garbark moves to third. Hack moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Garbark scores. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 10-2, Reds. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gleason. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson scores. It's 11-3, Reds. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Maddock hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Dizzy Dean. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.